They're literally at home laughing at you right now because you gave them everything they asked for. And for the bare minimum that you asked for, they didn't give it to you and you're still available to them. That's crazy.
It is not your fault that they disrespected you in the past, but it is your responsibility to be able to learn your lesson moving forward and only entertain conversations with men that actually respect you and that are actually aligned with you. So in this video, I'm going to give you three very, very important red flags to look out for when you're dating men and when you're looking for that long-term masculine provider type man that's going to spoil you and make you feel like the princess that you are. By the way, being spoiled by your man doesn't just mean that he's going to buy you things. It also means that he's going to be there for you, listen to you, be a shoulder for you to cry on, and also not be the reason that you're crying. The first red flag to look out for is that this man does not cherish women. If he does not respect and cherish women, he's going to be a very dangerous person to be around. It doesn't matter if you're in a relationship with him, if you work with him, if this man is your father. If he does not cherish women, you're not gonna have a good time with him. You're better off alone and hanging out with your girlfriends or going to meet someone else. Sometimes it's really easy to tell when a man does not cherish women, but the easiest way to know is based on how he acts around other men. So when he's with other men, like, how are they talking about women? What are they calling women? What are they saying about women? How does he get along with his mother? Does he have sisters? How does he get along with them? How does he talk about them? How does he talk about his exes? Remember, just because a man doesn't respect or cherish women does not mean that he will not pretend in order to be around them, in order to gain intimate access to them. So that's why you have to be really careful and you have to look for those subtle signs that a man does not respect women, because they will literally say whatever you want to hear in order to get intimate with you, and then they'll end up switching up on you and then making you feel basically like you thought that they liked you, but then all of a sudden, oh, you're not their girlfriend and it's not that special. But then you're like, wait, then why was he saying all this stuff in the beginning? I know a lot of women who fall victim to this because they meet a man and he's telling her what she wants to hear in the beginning. And then all of a sudden, once he gets what he wants, now he's just changed up and now it's not that serious anymore and it's not a real relationship. So the mistake that these women made is that they were only listening to what he was saying to them. They weren't listening about how he was talking about other women. They weren't listening when he was insulting his exes and calling them crazy. They weren't listening when he was showing her that, hey, I don't actually cherish women. I'm only going to respect women when it's convenient for me. This is the approach that a lot of these unhealed men take, and so that's why you have to pay attention to not only what they're saying to you in the moment that you're with them, but also how they respond to other women and how they treat you when you're not there. So when you're not in front of his face, how does he treat you? Because a lot of women will come to me and say, well, oh my gosh, on the date, he was so nice and he was so caring and just so amazing, but then he doesn't text me or he doesn't call me, or when we text, he doesn't like respond right away, or he doesn't like show up for me and he's not kind to me outside of our dates. I don't understand what's going on. Well, it's because when you're not together, he has nothing to get from you. When you're in the same room as him and you're in front of his face, he has something to gain from you, right? He can manipulate you, he can get that energy from you, but when you're not in front of him, he has nothing to get from you, so why would he give you what you want? Why would he treat you well? You are not in his presence, and so he has nothing to gain out of the interaction, so he has no reason to be that kind man that you thought you met in the beginning. When you feel emotional about something, does he invalidate your feelings? Does he automatically try to weaponize femininity and say, oh, you're too emotional, you're crazy, you're like my crazy ex-girlfriend? Like, is he trying to make you feel bad for being a woman and having emotions? Or is he nurturing you and cherishing you for what you are? A healthy man will protect women at all costs.
even if women are acting crazy around him or they're being rude to him, he's not going to hit them back, right? He's not going to demean them and make them feel bad about themselves. He's going to be the bigger person because he understands that it's a man's duty to protect women. It's not a man's duty to bring women down and make them feel bad about themselves. So you should notice that not only does he open the door for you, but if he's walking into a building and someone else is walking into a building, he'll open the door for the other woman too. A lot of girls will say, oh my gosh, like this makes me jealous, that why would he open the door for another woman? Like, ugh, that's so annoying. It's not. It's actually a green flag when he does this because it shows you that he's not just being kind to women when it suits him. He's just a loving man and he cares about women and he cherishes women. And so even if it's not the girl he's on a date with, he's still gonna be respectful. He's still gonna open the door for her. He's still gonna be that healthy, masculine protector type of man. The second red flag that you need to look out for is a man that's not willing to put a label on the relationship. He's willing to sleep with you and he's willing to ask you for things and make you go out of your way to see him, but he's not willing to give you anything in return. He's not willing to provide for you. He's not willing to put a title on the relationship. He's just not willing to give what is required in order to get what you're giving him. And part of this is because you're giving it to him. So the reason that he's able to not put a label on the relationship is because you don't require it. You are willing to sleep with him. You are willing to go out with him. You are willing to entertain conversations with him without him having to give you anything or provide any type of commitment. And so for him, the best case scenario is that he's going to keep it casual with you, keep getting the girlfriend package without actually having to commit to having a girlfriend. Now, a lot of the times we fall for this because men will use excuses like their career and say, oh, I'm focusing on my career right now. I just don't have time for a serious relationship. I'm not ready to start a family yet. I'm trying to get my money right. But at the end of the day, if he really was focused on his career, he wouldn't even be taking you out on a date. He wouldn't even be talking to you. He would be working on his career. So look at this man's actions, right? If you see that he is playing video games, going out with his friends to grab drinks, not really working 24/7, and yet he's feeding you the excuse that, oh, I'm working on my career, so I can't commit to a relationship right now, that's BS. If he was really working on his career, he wouldn't even be pursuing anything with you. He would be working on his career. And he wouldn't be going out with his friends all the time and wasting his time scrolling on social media, liking all these girls' posts because he would be working on his career. So you really have to stop just believing what guys say to you and look at their actions. When you're giving your energy to him like this and you're not getting anything in return, he is leveling up and you are being drained. Because now you are placing your worth on whether or not this man commits to you. And then in your mind, you're like, oh, but he can't because he's working on his career. And you put him up on this pedestal as if he's like this innocent little victim, poor guy. Meanwhile, he's draining your energy and using you to level up. Then when he is ready for a relationship, he's not going to be in a relationship with you because you've already shown him that you're a people pleaser and you're willing to give without getting anything in return. And that is not the trait that a man looks for when it comes to the mother of his children, when it comes to his wife. He's going to want someone that has that confidence and is willing to tell people no. So if a man feeds you that excuse or tries to give you any excuse as to why he can't commit to you, the best thing you can do for yourself and for the relationship is to walk away, because that signals to him that you know your worth, and if there is ever going to be anything between you guys, he needs to show up clearly and committed for you. And honestly, they're more likely to then come back in the future and actually be in a serious relationship with you because they remember you as being this confident woman that got away instead of the people pleaser girl that's just like willing to accept whatever. Like, this has actually happened. I'm telling you, when you set this boundary, you're actually so much more magnetic, because women have actually told me that they set that boundary with him and told him, yeah, like, I understand that you're not ready for a relationship, but that's what I'm looking for. So, you know, nice knowing you. I wish you the best of luck. And then they tell me that like a couple weeks later or months later, the guy would reach back out to them and actually be serious and actually start taking them out on dates and committing to them and calling them their girlfriend. And it's so crazy to think that, oh, you were so focused on your career and didn't have time for a relationship, and now all of a sudden you're like willing to commit. How crazy, right? I wonder why. I've told you this before and I'll tell you again. Men are going to do the bare minimum of what is required in order to be with you. So it's up to you to set that requirement. You can't be looking around and asking these men and saying, hey, what do you think I'm worth? Oh, what do you think I'm worth? Oh, what do you think I'm worth? Oh, okay. You have to tell them, because otherwise they're going to lowball you. They're going to give you the smallest little scraps, and if you accept it, they win. And honestly, it's only a temporary win, because any man that takes advantage of women, eventually it catches up to him. So it's not even that they win and they're going to win forever. It's just that in that moment, they got what they wanted, and they will then take that and use that to level up, and then you're gonna be drained in that moment. But eventually, you're going to bounce back, you're going to be better than ever, and then something is gonna happen to them down the line to where it'll backfire. So it's not something you need to worry about too seriously, it's just something you need to be aware of, so now you know how to move forward in your relationships. The third red flag is if he makes promises and then doesn't follow through. If he's willing to lie to your face, what do you think he's willing to do behind your back? Every time you allow a man to fall through on his promises, you are signaling to him that you do not care about yourself, you do not care about your time, and you value his time and his energy more than your own. So if he tells you he'll call you this weekend to make plans, and then he never calls you, and you just carry on as if nothing happened, that tells him that, okay, I can tell her I'm gonna do something and then I don't actually have to do it, because she's not gonna call me out on it and she's not gonna do anything about it. It's honestly so sad when I hear these women telling me that, oh yeah, like he said he was going to make plans with me this weekend, but he hasn't hit me up yet, and I don't want to make plans in case he ends up calling me. I want to see him. Like, really? You're going to block off your entire weekend in hopes that he will call you to make plans when he already didn't call you? Do you realize what's happening here? When someone tells you, specifically, when a man tells you, okay, I'll let you know, we could maybe see each other this weekend, or we could maybe make plans, when he's doing that, he's setting you up to be his backup plan. Because he knows that he has maybe multiple options, maybe he has multiple girls, or maybe he just rather hang out with his guy friends. And if he can't get better plans, then he'll reach out to you last minute and make those plans with you. That's why I always tell my girls, do not accept those last minute plans, because he should have planned that in advance. Okay, unless it's like some sort of spontaneous thing where like you already have that trust with each other, and then he's just like, oh, hey, do you want to go to dinner last minute? Like, I know we didn't plan it, but you know, let's be spontaneous. Like, that's different versus like he's constantly like letting you know about things to the last minute. Like, he doesn't want to plan anything in advance. I'm telling you, it's because he's waiting to see if he has something better to do. Manipulative men understand that women take words very seriously. Like, if you tell us something, we're going to believe you and we're going to give you the benefit of the doubt. And if you don't follow through, we're probably going to make excuses for you in our head, because we're very compassionate. And so we try to be very empathetic and say, oh no, like, he wouldn't do that to me. Like, I'm sure there's a reasonable explanation. But I'm here to remind you that you need to be a little bit more savage. You need to stop being so accommodating and so nice, because these men are taking so much advantage of you. They're draining you of your energy. They're leading you on. Like, they're literally at home laughing at you right now because you gave them everything they asked for. And for the bare minimum that you asked for, they didn't give it to you and you're still available to them. That's crazy. This is why a lot of women try hypergamy and they try dating multiple guys at once, especially in the beginning. Me personally, I set my intention. I knew what I wanted. I went out on one date as soon as I said, like, I wanted to find a real boyfriend. And that was it. Like, we've been dating ever since. So I personally didn't need to date multiple guys at once. But if you feel like you get too attached too easily and like, you allow these guys to sort of manipulate you too easily, then having multiple dates will set you up for success because then you're not so dependent on one man giving you that validation. Then if he doesn't follow through with his plans, then you have another one ready to go. So that way, when he's leading you on, telling you, oh yeah, maybe we'll see each other this weekend, I'll let you know. When he ends up letting you know last minute, you already have other plans. You're not sitting here waiting for him to tell you and you're blocking off your entire calendar because you want to see this man. No. If a man really wants to see you, he's going to reserve that. Like, he's going to make sure that he is in your calendar, okay? He's not going to leave it for the last minute. Because when a man sees you as being a prize, he already is thinking, oh my gosh, other guys really want this girl, so I need to make sure that I schedule these plans and I need to make sure that I impress her because I know other men are probably fighting to get her, right? So if he's letting you just make the plans later and say, okay, I'll let you know, maybe we'll hang out, he doesn't see you as high value. He doesn't think other men are competing for you, so he doesn't think he needs to, right? And you need to remind him that you are that girl. And you're not gonna put up with that, okay? Let me know if you have any questions or any requests for future videos in the comments below. You already have all the tools you need to succeed, but if you want to work with me, you like what I have to say, you like my energy, and you want to have a little bit of that energy too so you can get what you want in life, then go ahead and click the link in my description to work with me. I love you, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye! Mwah.